Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com. This is Pastor Greg Miller. This message that you're about to hear is being preached in response to a statewide initiative to recruit apostate pastors and false teachers to preach in support of same-sex marriage. Instead, we preached a message titled, The Satanic Nature of Same-Sex Marriage. And during the next 2 weeks, in which more than 200 apostate clergy are joining hand-in-hand in meetings across the state of Ohio to support this wicked perversion, Bible Believers Fellowship will be airing this two-part message on local radio in Central Ohio and around the world at freedomfm.org, bbfohioradio.com, Sermon Audio, YouTube, GodTube, and we'll also feature it on our own website, bbfohio.com. If you attend a church with a pastor who preaches in favor of same-sex marriage, we call on you to denounce such wickedness, to resign your membership, and withhold any further financial support for Satan's false church. And we encourage all who are listening to this point to remain with us for part one of the satanic nature of same-sex marriage. And be sure to listen to or watch part two. Then share the online message links with your loved ones. We're taking a break from our regular study. We've been studying the book of Galatians. And this upcoming month, really, but the next couple of weeks, pastors have been asked to preach in support of same-sex marriage. And so there are going to be, I would guess, a majority of churches in the area who the pastor is going to stand up, I believe it's next week or the week after, and they're also going to have special Sunday night services in churches that normally don't even have Sunday night services. And they're going to have gatherings of clergy. In one place, they know they're going to have at least 200 preachers. 200 just in the state of Ohio gathering to declare their support for same-sex marriage. So I feel that it is my duty as a Bible-believing pastor to also stand up and preach on same-sex marriage. And we are going to look at the satanic nature of same-sex marriage.
And if you preach for it, I'm out of here.
Mm. Now, let me tell you something. It's only a few years ago where this was totally unnecessary.
Yes.
Our culture has fallen so far from God that it's necessary for me to do this morning.
Yes.
Now, Wednesday night, if you were here, we talked about the... Martha, honey, someone else will take care of that. So. Wednesday night, if you were here, we talked about the... what we called the liberal and evangelical Pharisees. Mm-hmm. Because we are... those of us who are taking a stand are being called Pharisees. And I just want to mention that the Pharisees were the ones who changed the Bible. The Pharisees are the ones who added to the Bible their own opinion and traditions. We are not Pharisees. We're the opposite. We believe that our opinions don't matter when God speaks on something.
Amen.
We're simply Bible believers.
Amen.
And let me say this, we're called haters. And we don't hate anybody. I love every person out there enough that I'll tell them the truth and not lie to them like these other pastors who are going to stand up and lie to their congregations over the next couple of weeks. If you attend, and I'm talking right now, we have a couple visitors, we have folks that will be hearing this on the radio, there's people going to hear this on the internet. And if you attend a church with a pastor who stands up and in support of same-sex marriage, your pastor is a liar,
Amen.
And your pastor doesn't love you.
Amen.
Because that pastor is not loving you by telling you lies. You love people when you tell them the truth. Jesus showed his love by telling people the truth. Even the Pharisees, by the way, who he said, you're children of hell. Jesus spoke very strongly against error and confronted people with error. And this modern day today, where everything's all love and warm and fuzzy, even when you're dealing with something like this, that's not Bible and that's not the biblical Jesus.
Amen.
God ordained marriage. In Genesis 2:24, we're going to turn to a few places, but these first couple of verses you can jot down and turn to on your own so that we can move along here to get started. God ordained marriage. In Genesis 2:24, we read, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
Yes.
No honest person can look at that and say that that allows for same-sex marriage.
Amen.
That is a man and a woman.
Amen.
This was from the beginning. This was before Mosaic law. You'll hear people say, well, that was just under the law. No, that was before Mosaic law. 1,000 years or better. Then Jesus confirmed this same truth for the New Testament. If you look at Matthew 19, let's go ahead and turn there. Open your Bibles if you got them. Does anybody need a Bible? We got a Bible here. We need to order some more.
I have one and I didn't bring it.
That's all right. If you need it, you can keep it. We give those away. Matthew 19.
Bless you.
You can tell it's allergy season.
Yes.
Well, I don't think that's not for me, actually. I don't think I have allergies specifically.
He's like a sneeze.
Matthew 19. Ashley knows what I'm... It's just a summer cold.
Well.
That's what all the people with allergies who don't want to admit they have allergies say every year. It's a summer cold. Matthew 19, we're going to begin in verse 4. And I'll start in verse 3 while some of you are still turning there. The Pharisees also came unto him, came to Jesus, tempting him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Now look at verse 4, read that with me. And he answered and said unto them, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? Stop there. No male and male, no female and female. No same sex. He made them male and female. Read verse 5. And said, for this cause shall a man have father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. That's a man and a woman leaving mother and father, cleaving one to another, and they become one flesh. Read verse 6. Wherefore no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder.
Hallelujah.
Same-sex marriage is putting what God ordained asunder. Same-sex marriage is the exact opposite. And anything that contradicts this biblical standard you just read is satanic.
Amen.
Just because something doesn't look all, you know, horns. How many of you know the Bible never says that Satan has horns and a pitchfork? Did you know that?
Yep.
It's crazy that people reject the Bible based on caricatures that the Bible doesn't even present. And a lot of what you heard about hell isn't true, by the way. It comes from Dante's Inferno. Mm-hmm. Doesn't come from the Bible. So before you reject the idea of Satan and hell, you ought to see what the Bible says about it and get the real picture to start with. But anything that contradicts any biblical doctrine is satanic.
Amen.
And in this case, when it comes to same-sex marriage, the whole thing is satanic. Most Christians today do not have that concept or understanding of this difference. They think it's no big deal. They think it's, well, you know, to each his own. You know what? We are going to pay dearly for that attitude. Yep. As a nation.
Yep.
And I didn't put it on here, but it's just going to get worse. And there's a video I showed Jenny last night where it was actually an unsaved Jewish man named Dennis Prager who was defending same-sex marriage, or defending traditional marriage against same-sex marriage with some gossip or blogger that was on Larry King back when Larry King was still on CNN. 6 years ago, this Perez Hilton was on there, and he said, "We don't want marriage in the churches. We're not talking about being married in church. We just want the right to be married civilly." That was only 6 years ago, and now they do want married in churches. They are demanding that churches marry them. And that was only 6 years. And folks, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to shoot straight with you. Anybody here or anybody listening out there supports same-sex marriage, you are putting me in prison.
Amen.
I believe it's only a matter of time before I will be put in prison because I will not stop preaching what you're hearing this morning.
Amen.
I will not do a same-sex marriage.
Amen.
The first thing they'll probably do is take all of us off the radio. Then they'll start shutting down our internet websites. And people will say, "Well, wouldn't you do more good if you just lay off of that and preach it?" No.
No, not at all.
No. Mm-hmm. We are told to preach the word in season, out of season.
Amen.
So even when it's out of season, I'm going to keep preaching it. Even if they shut us down, kick us out of here, we have to meet in my backyard. I've got a nice little backyard. And we'll be down to one dog, so there won't be very much poop to scoop before you come out. Folks, if we have to meet out in the woods somewhere in secret,
that's right.
It comes to that. But I'm here to tell you, I am not going to compromise on this, and I pray for your sake you don't either. It may cost you a job. Mm-hmm. It may cost you friendships.
Yes.
It costs Jesus everything to go die for your sins and my sins. It's the least we can do is give up something here on earth. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're facing. And this is why I'm teaching on this morning and didn't put it off for a few weeks. Is this is in Ohio. Ohio ministers are going to be preaching sermons to support same-sex marriage. It says here, in her 12 years as an ordained minister, the Reverend Sarah Reed has concentrated on a core message, one that she preaches 50 different ways a year, because she doesn't preach the Bible.
Amen.
She said that message about God's love and inclusiveness won't change when she takes, and so forth. We'll read more about that in a minute. And here it is. She said that message about God's love and inclusiveness won't change when she takes the pulpit next weekend to participate in Sermon Sunday, sponsored by a group called Why Marriage Matters. This is the Columbus Dispatch, yesterday, April 11th. Now, here's what is amazing. These false preachers like Sarah Reed are so spiritually blind and so ignorant of the Bible. They're not only contradicting in general terms the truth of the Word of God, they are actually using the same words that Jesus Christ used to contradict Him. I want you to look here. Reed will preach at the downtown First Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, joining more than 200 other clergy members around the state who are expected to speak to congregations in support of same-sex marriage. The love of God, watch this, you're about to hear Satan speak, he's using Sarah Reed's mouth. The love of God has very broad arms. that reach out to all people, to everyone, she said. Everyone is made in the image of God. Man was made in the image of God. The rest of us are born in sin.
Amen.
You're conceived in sin. You're born with a sinful nature.
Amen.
And has an aspect of godness within them. It's basically universalism. Now I want you to look at that statement and the word broad. Because if you know your Bible this morning, ask yourself, what does Jesus say? Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. This Sarah Reed, and I've heard this over and over from these pro-sodomite apostate false teachers like her. They used those very terms that Jesus used. Jesus used them to warn you. The broad way leads to hell.
That's right.
Back in my day, even as lost people, as a lost sinner, I knew where I was going. The deception is these people are lost and on their way to hell and convincing themselves they're not.
Yeah.
We used to get drunk. We used to smoke a little pot, driving around in a car singing, I'm on the highway to hell. Yeah. And we sang it knowing it was true. I think that's why some of us got saved. It's because we weren't deluded. We knew we were going to hell. You can't get saved until you understand that. We were ripe for the plucking because we knew we were on our way to hell. These people can't be saved. You understand that? They can't be saved because they don't think they're lost. And you can't be saved until you know you're lost. You should pity her more than the devout Satanist. You should pity these false teachers in these false churches more than you pity the witch and the person who they know good and well where they're going. Because they are blind and deluded. It's amazing. It's the ultimate spiritual deception to be standing up there and pretending to be a preacher, a pastor of a church. And to be contradicting Jesus Christ using his own words. It's an amazing thing. Here's the biblical perspective. You ask the question, should this shock us? Because I don't know about you, but it still shocks me. I still get shocked when I see this stuff. But the answer from a biblical perspective is it shouldn't shock us. Sarah Reed and false teachers like her all fall into Romans 1:24-32. Let's turn there and look at what it says there. Romans chapter 1, and you'll have, because, you know, people don't know their Bible, so these pro same-sex marriage people run around saying, well, you know, you're using Old Testament. No, this is Romans. This is the first epistle to the church, churches, which in this case was Rome. This was written by the Apostle Paul. It's not Old Testament. And if you look at verse 24 is where we'll start. Above that, it basically says, you know, that they reject God and they worship the creation rather than the, or more than the Creator Himself. And in verse 24 it says, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Sexual depravity. I'm not talking about, you know, sometimes people, you know, commit a sexual sin. But when you are given over to sexual depravity, a lifestyle, you are looking at a spiritual deception. And spiritual deception usually involves sexual immorality. If you look at the cults, we don't have time to go through them all, but you look at the cults. Joseph Smith started the Mormon cult so that he could have a bunch of women. Sex. Muhammad started Islam so he could have a bunch of women.
Yep.
And they say there's dozens, if not into the hundreds of women Muhammad was told by Allah he could have, including a 9-year-old. spiritual deception leads to sensuality and almost always leads to spiritual or sexual abuse. Look at the Roman Catholic priesthood. Those men are not fathers. They don't have a biblical purpose for their even being. They don't preach and teach the Bible. They don't preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they're given over to spiritual deception. And many of them are either homosexual or pedophiliacs, if you want to call them that. Child abusers. And then a lot of them are hetero, but they're involved in sex when they're supposed to be celibate. Well, look at verse 25. It says, who changed the truth of God into a lie. That you saw that this morning from Sarah Reed. And worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
Amen.
When you teach the false doctrine that every human being has God within them already, they don't really need Jesus, they've already got God in them, then you start to worship the creation more than the Creator. And that's what you saw in that article. Now, read verse 26 with me. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Sarah Reed is a lesbian. Reed and many of these pastors, as they call themselves, in these churches, have rejected the natural use of the body. And have become homosexual, as we call them today. The Bible calls it sodomy, sodomites. Men with men, women with women. Read verse 27 with me. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. This is New Testament. And this is telling you that same-sex sex is sick. It's sinful. Verse 26, read it. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. A reprobate mind, that means standing up here and speaking the exact opposite of what Jesus Christ teaches. That's a reprobate mind. That's someone whose mind is gone. They've been handed over to complete deception and error. Now look what it says there in verse 29. Now I don't want you to read with me because I'm going to stop a couple of times. It says verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness. It means there's no end to what they're going to eventually condone. I don't care what you folks say, having sex with minors is going to be legal soon.
Yep.
And if you don't understand that that's the truth, you need to get your head out of the sand. For years, pedophilia organizations like the NAMBLA, North American Men Boy Love Association, is what they call themselves, they have been marching in parades with gay rights at the pride parades. And they are trying to normalize sexual activity with children, with minors. It's coming, folks. Once you start to say, you will say what is good is evil and what is evil is good, then you're going to spiral down into darkness.
What about bestiality?
That's already taking place. And the government refuses to investigate a lot of times when people say that they know it's going on. They did bust a farm out in Washington State, and a few dozen people were arrested for having sex with animals. And there are people who are paying to have overseas trips and go to countries right now. Sadly, you may even know some of those people, because they say there's tens of thousands of Americans who have flown overseas to engage in sex with animals, but also to engage with sex with minors in places like Thailand.
Bangkok, yeah.
We call it the sex slave trade, but it's a tourist attraction.
Yep.
What about molestation of young children?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. And it's been going on in the Catholic Church for about 30 or 40 years, and there's been a huge cover-up of that.
Yep.
And folks, just this is a wake-up call. It's already bad, but when the preachers, so-called, stand up in churches preaching that stuff, it's going to get really, really ugly. Continue. It says, they're being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness. That's what the whole same-sex marriage thing is. The same-sex marriage thing is that they want the financial benefits of marriage. And it's already going on, folks. They get married on paper. They continue to have sex with anybody they want to, but they live together. It's a business arrangement so that they can benefit from having a legal marriage. And that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Continues, maliciousness. Well, that's what happens when you take a 70-year-old lady who has a floral shop and you shut her down because she won't do your floral arrangements for your fake same-sex wedding. That's maliciousness. Full of envy, murder. They kill each other. You know, it's a sad thing, but it's true. The reason why the gay rights have been slowed down over the last 30 or 40 years is because they kill each other. They purposely infect each other with AIDS, and then they domestic violence rates are 3 times higher than they are among heterosexuals.
Mm-hmm.
Half of the homosexuals that I have ever known personally were killed by their sex partner, by either that partner giving them AIDS, or in 2 cases, one case, the guy's head was bashed in by his lover. And another case, he was just basically beat to death. And if they don't even put it on the news. I knew of a case of a homosexual down in Short North being killed a few years ago, and it didn't go on the news. They black that stuff out. Continues that they are full of debate. Oh, man. They are everywhere, always trying to debate you. This Why Marriage Matters is asking people to pledge to have 10 conversations. They like the word conversation. That's debate. And people are pledging to have 10 conversations with those who oppose same-sex marriage. They're full of deceit. I could go on and on every one of these and give you an explanation. Hopefully you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I don't have to give an explanation for each one. Malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God. That means the true God. They hate Jesus Christ. But they've also got a fake Jesus they like to toss around. So you have to watch that. They've become emboldened with a fake Jesus. But the real Jesus, they don't like him. They're despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, watch this, without natural
Bible
affection.
Bible Believers Fellowship is excited to announce our new internet outreach ministry at bbfohioradio.com, where all of our recorded messages will air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and can be heard by anyone on planet Earth with an internet connection. BBFOhioRadio.com is another free ministry outreach providing non-stop, uninterrupted, commercial-free Bible teaching where the only ads you'll hear are from Bible Believers Fellowship, and all the teaching is provided without charge from the authorized King James Bible as taught by Pastor Greg Miller, Elder Mike Kaler, and other guest teachers. So visit bbfohioradio.com and share that website address on your own Facebook, Twitter, email, or other internet account as we continue preaching the Word until Jesus raptures us out of here.